This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you strategies and tips and ideas for how to build happier habits into your daily life. This week, we'll talk about happiness-boosting holiday gift suggestions from listeners and from us, and I'll give myself a gift-related demerit. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and creates apps. I'm in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I get the sense that you are way ahead of me on gift buying this season.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Gretchen, I started my Christmas shopping, I think, in April. So I have been going, and Mom is like, you have a lot of packages here. Stop buying things.
Right, right, because we always send everything to Kansas City because that's where we have our Christmas. Before we launch into our gift guide and update, I wanted to let everybody know that the Happiness Project Experience 2022 is here. The Happiness Project Experience is an interactive 12-month video course designed by me to help people build happier lives. It includes video lessons, expert interviews, monthly calls with me, support that will give you strategies and structure that will help you pursue your own happiness project. You can sign up today for the early bird price of $250. Prices will go up on December 1st. So you can go to courses.gretchenrubin.com to sign up. Or, of course, I will put a link in the show notes.
Gretch, you have so much going on. The app, the course, products.
Yes. One might say, hey, Gretchen, maybe you've got too much going on. And the problem is, like, everything happened at the same time. The products got ready, plus people are doing holiday shopping, plus people are getting ready for the new year and the whole new year, new you. So sort of everything's happening all at once. And I'm aware of that. So this will not continue forever. It just seems like everything's very timely right now. But Alicia, speaking of the season, I feel like you have something from a TV writer's bucket list coming up, like something that all TV writers must do in their lifetime as TV writers.
Yes, we have a Christmas holiday special for Fantasy Island coming up. It's 2 hours. It's a holiday movie. It's airing December 21st on Fox, and it's super fun and delightful. We're very proud of it. I'm very excited that it's got such a great date, too. I feel like December 21st is the perfect day to have a Christmas special airing. So that is very exciting.
It's the day that you and I and our families are going to Kansas City so we can all watch it together. I'm very excited about
that. Yes, we
can. Yes. And I just feel like writing a holiday special is something that just, it gives me great joy. I just feel like that's something to cross off your 21 for 21 list. But Elizabeth, this week our Try This at Home tip is to consider this happier gift guide if you are stumped on holiday gifts. A lot of people are buying earlier this year because of the whole supply chain thing. And we asked listeners, what gifts have you given or received that help make you happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative? And we got so many terrific ideas.
Yeah. And Gretchen, we have a few categories. We have stuff, we have personalized, and we have more experience gifts.
Yeah. Intangible things.
Intangible things. Yes. Yeah. So we're starting with stuff. Leah says, I just ordered WAD Free for myself and for Christmas presents for everyone on my list. It's a simple gadget that keeps your bed sheets from tangling up in the washer and dryer so they dry the first time.
This is like a simple solution for a common problem. Lisa has a great suggestion for cooks. She writes, Hardcover Cook has sets of cookbooks with curated ingredients for each book. You can buy individual sets or sign up for a quarterly subscription box in the categories of omnivore, vegetarian, essentials for busy cooks, and baking. I've sent boxes as gifts and they have been so well received. So again, like you get a recently released cookbook along with five or more full-size specialty ingredients to complement the cookbook. So that's fun for someone who loves to cook or wants to cook more.
Yes. Amy says, notes to self socks. I received a pair a few years ago, and I still find myself happier on days I wear them. I purchased a ton for others this year. Well, Gretch, that's always on my list of great gifts. I buy them all the time for people. I've bought some this year, and they're a Kansas City company.
Yes.
Yes.
So we love to support Kansas City. Sally said, oh, this is one where Sally took me up on a recommendation that I made many, many episodes ago. She writes, on your recommendation, I bought a neck reading light. I love mine and have gifted it twice. And so what this is it's a neck light that you wear around your neck. It's like this movable thing that you wear around your neck and it shines a light. So it's great if you're reading in bed and you don't want somebody else to wake up, or you're in the car or a plane, or you want just, you're working like under a sink and you need more light, but you also want to have your hands free. It's called the Legel Rechargeable LED Book Light. Like all these, we'll put the links in the show notes. The name Legel is a little strange, but it's a great product. Jamie uses his every single night because he reads after I go to sleep. So that way we get to turn the lights off and he can still read.
Yeah, I bought one for Adam for Father's Day last year.
Yeah.
Christina says, Cheese of the Month Club. So much fun to get a surprise box in the mail. It's something to look forward to and also whimsical because you don't know what you'll get in advance. Plus, it's creative because I thought of fun ways to cook with the cheese or pair them with snacks.
Well, and this is great. And we should say there's so many of the month things. There's bacon of the month, potatoes of the month. I'm sure there's bourbon of the month or whatever a person might want. The of the month is fun.
Yes, and including Gretch BarkBox.
Oh, yeah. So Mom and Dad gave our family BarkBox when we got Barnaby. And so every month you get a box of themed toys and treats for your dog. And Barnaby loves this so much that now if any box that is even sort of the same size as a BarkBox comes to our apartment, he will just lurk beside it, looking at it longingly. And he gets so excited when we open it that we often will try to open it and wait for a time when Eliza is visiting.
Oh my gosh.
So she can be part of like the ecstasy of when BarkBox opens up for Barnaby.
That's so great.
That's a fun gift, Elizabeth. I suspect Nacho might be getting BarkBox. I have not been informed of that, but I would not be astonished.
Nacho would love to have BarkBox. Gretch, I want to suggest a gift from your new products. The Tackle Box. Which is a set of sticky pads, post-it style, that have different things written on them, good for all the different tendencies, like the to-do list, a ta-da list, a could-do list.
Yeah.
They're just super fun.
Yeah. I get a big kick out of the pun. It's a tackle box because it looks like the kind of box that you keep tackle in, fishing tackle. And it's a tackle box because it helps you tackle everything that you're trying to get done. Yeah. Those have been super popular. I have to say, I love those. They're so cunning. And it seems like people really like them. Carrie suggests two ideas that are very related to the sense of hearing, which I found very interesting because of my fascination with the five senses. She suggests Beats by Dre headphones or noise-canceling headphones.
Ah, yes.
Both of which are great.
Jack wears his Beats headphones about 18 hours a day. Mary says, tiles, those little things that you stick to your keychain or TV remote. They make life a lot less stressful.
Yeah. If you may have heard of these and not really understand them. I had to do a little research to understand it. You just stick this square, flat thing to whatever it is you want to keep track of, and you connect it to your phone. So if you can't find your keys, say, it will start making a noise so that you can locate it. It's kind of like Find My Phone on the Apple Watch, if you have that. And I've heard of people doing it, like if your kid misplaces a backpack, or like there's a stuffed animal or a toy that you're really worried about misplacing, you can use tiles.
That's great. Alexandra says, a milk frother. It makes my simple coffee fancy and delicious.
Yeah, my mother-in-law got us that a couple years ago, and it elevates coffee.
Yes.
Now, I have to suggest a waffle maker, an electric waffle maker. In episode 241, I talked about how much I love making a chaffle, which is an egg and cheese waffle, which I eat literally every single day that I am at home. I love a chaffle. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is so filling. I do it very simply, but I've heard of people who like do all kinds of creative things with their chaffle. And so I recommend the electric waffle maker for anybody who's intrigued by the chaffle potential of their lives.
And Gretch, I'm going to recommend a salt sampler from Williams Sonoma from the Jacobson Salt Company. I feel like salt is in the air this year.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about salt, about pink Himalayan salt and all these different salts, gray salt. And Sarah and I were doing a gift guide on Happier in Hollywood. A lot of people wrote in about salt. So this is one I found that I suggest from Williams Sonoma.
Well, just like the blank of the month is a good thing, I feel like samplers are good because everybody likes samplers. And that way you're not committing to like, you are going to love this. It's like, oh, you can give it a try. It's fun to have a sampler. Next up, we will talk about gifts that lend themselves to personalization. This is one of Elizabeth's specialties, is personalizing things. But before we leave the land of stuff, I just wanted to let everybody know that if you are interested in buying my products, journals, drinkware, t-shirts, all that, you can go to happiercast.com/shop. And the best deals of the season are available in November. So again, it's happiercast.com/shop. And coming up, we will talk about personalized gifts. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Elizabeth, personalized gifts. You're the one who taught me that you can elevate any gift by adding a little bit of personalization. And I have to say that I suspect from an email that I got from you that I may have a personalized suitcase tag come in my way, which I definitely need. So I hope I get that.
It's very possible, Gretch. That's all I can say. Well, let's start with Marcy. She says, last year, my parents asked for puzzles. Instead of generic designs, I made custom two-sided puzzles from createjigsawpuzzles.com. I took a bunch of family photos and put them into a collage on one side and a summer prairie photo on the other for my mom. My dad is a digital artist, so I made two of his designs into a puzzle for him.
So the personalized puzzle is really, really fun. If you want more ideas and places to order puzzles from, we did talk about this idea in episode 335. I think there's been a huge resurgence of interest in puzzles, and they are something that you can really make personalized and fun.
But yeah, so great. And Gretchen, my latest find for personalized gifts is all about Vibe, which are personalized pillows. I may have mentioned that when Jack went to camp, I had three of these pillows with Jack's face made for Adam. And he loved them. And they're really nice, soft pillows as well.
Yeah.
So you can do a dog, a kid, anything. Yeah. And they're really nice.
I love this idea. I think I'm going to get one for Eliza with Barnaby because she's always longing for Barnaby. And that just seems so cute. And just to put on your bed
She'll love it. She'll love it.
Again, talking about my own stuff, feel free to skip if you feel like I'm being too self-promotional. But I will say that one thing that a lot of people are telling me that they like is the memento book on happiercast.com/shop. This has pockets where you can organize mementos and souvenirs, like if you have ticket stubs or invitations or menus or maps or, you know, holiday cards or whatever. This is a great gift for people who maybe have an upcoming milestone or going on a big trip, or children who are going through school or a creative hobby. It's something where they can really make it their own. It's something that's very customizable because everybody would approach the memento book in a different way.
Yeah, they're so fun, Gretch. I got these for my walking group, along with the one-sentence journal. So.
Oh, well, I hope everybody likes it. That's nice.
Yes, I will report back.
And Elizabeth, you turned me on to the Williams-Sonoma Holiday Monogram Silicone Spatula.
Yes.
Where you can get an initial. I feel like one can never have too many spatulas.
It is so true. And they're just really, really cute.
Yeah.
And, you know, a good stocking stuffer.
Right. Because it's personalized with the monogram.
Yes.
And now for intangible gifts. Now, I have to say, there's people often point to research that say that experiences make people happier than things. And I think this is kind of misleading or confusing, because often a thing does represent an activity or an experience. So if you give someone a cookbook, that is a thing, but it also stands for the experience of cooking. So I will say that sometimes I feel like the line between experiences and things is blurred. Like, is a camera an experience or a thing?
Right.
But
a ball.
Right. Exactly. A tennis racket. But there are gifts that you can give that are sort of intangible, in that they are something where they don't really have a place in the world. And so for people who don't want to store stuff or have any room or just like to have things that are sort of in this intangible space, there's a lot of really great ideas for those.
So Gretch, start us off.
Yes. Okay. So someone told me about the Holmes letter. You get Victorian era mysteries mailed to your door. These come in the mail. It's for people who love mysteries or puzzles, escape rooms, or anybody who likes getting mail. And you can sign up for 3, 6, or 12 months. I couldn't wait. I just went ahead and signed Eliza up for this last month. I couldn't wait for the holiday season. And she's so excited because she loves, loves, loves puzzles. And so I think this is a great gift for someone who would be intrigued by something unusual like this.
So fun. Bhavana says, I received a Spotify subscription, which made listening more pleasurable for me. App subscriptions are great for someone where you know they can use it in their everyday life.
Yeah.
You can give someone a subscription to any app.
Yes, right. Someone told me about Embark dog DNA results. This is if you want to know your dog's background. A person might think like, oh, I have a rescue dog. I'd like to know a little bit more about this dog. And also, especially if you are thinking about possible medical things that you should be on the lookout for, doing this might help you just be aware that your dog might be more susceptible to certain kinds of issues. So I thought that was a fun idea for a dog owner.
Kelly suggests flying in a family member or friend to visit. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Sarah said, a favorite I've received is a photo shoot, which made me feel special when I was a mom of baby twins. Plus, I use the photo anytime I need a headshot for work. I'm a big fan of professional photos when you have a new baby. You do not feel like getting your picture taken, but it is so wonderful to have a picture of that newborn baby, like a really good picture. Yes. And Elizabeth, I know on Happier in Hollywood, you guys a long time ago talked about how just about everybody finds it useful to have a headshot these days. It's sort of like whatever you're doing, yes, it seems like you need a good picture of yourself. So it's nice to, that can be a really thoughtful gift for somebody.
Yes. I believe we discussed that in episode 14.
Oh, okay. Ooh, way back.
Way back. Natalie says, when my kids were younger, I encouraged the grandparents to give us family memberships to our local science museum or natural history museum rather than toys, and more toys. We used those museum passes lots, and now my teens remember very fondly the time spent at the museums.
I mean, that's a great idea because then you can just go as often as you want and you don't have to feel like you need to stay very long. Because you're like, well, we can just go for a little while and then come, yes, back another day. You don't have to maximize the value of the ticket that you got because you, yes, have the family membership.
I gave Sarah a museum membership when Violet was young, and she used it all the time.
Yeah, that's really nice. And here's a gift for people who have scholarly interests or niche interests or like to go down rabbit holes of things that they're really interested in. The New York Society Library offers an e-membership, which gives you access to all remote electronic resources, which is ebooks, digital magazines of all types. I mean, lots and lots of digital magazines that you've never heard of. Audiobook downloads, a lot of electronic databases. And this is a complement to the Libby app. If you have the Libby app and you love it, this is sort of takes you into things that you wouldn't necessarily get with the Libby app. So that's great for somebody who likes to really dig in to online resources.
And then, Gretch, I wanted to suggest giving somebody a cameo. Sarah and I talked about this on Happier in Hollywood. It was episode 226, if anyone wants to go back and listen. But a cameo is a personalized message from a celebrity that you're a fan of, or the person you're getting a gift for is a fan of.
Oh.
So, for instance, a friend of mine sent a cameo of someone from the show Below Deck when Sarah and I got Fantasy Island picked up.
Oh.
So Chef Kiko was like, Liz and Sarah, congratulations. Oh. I'm so happy for you. And it was so much fun.
Well, this is intangible and personalized because.
Yes, very personalized.
I guess the message is personalized, but also you pick the figure who will be just particularly hilarious to the, yes, recipient.
Yes. And the prices range wildly from $30 to probably, like, you know, 500, yeah, or thousands of dollars.
Right. Oh, that's fun. And then I have to mention, because I am mentioning all my stuff, if you want to give the Happiness Project experience, it is at the lowest price that it will be. And you can find all that at courses.gretchenrubin.com if there is somebody in your life who would like to do the Happiness Project experience, or if you would like to ask for it yourself.
And also, Sarah and I did do a gift guide as well, which has more ideas. So check out Happier in Hollywood 231 if you want even more gift ideas.
Yes. So let us know if you do try this at home and what gifts made you or someone else happier. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And as always, you can go to the show notes. And I think probably more people will be going to the show notes than usual to see the links to all this stuff. We will put up links to everything. And that will be at happiercast.com/353. This is episode 353. And so you can find everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we have a feel-good happiness hack, but first, this break.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Okay, Elizabeth, this week we have a happiness hack from a listener, and it's an excellent hack for the season because in the United States we are coming up on Thanksgiving, and this is a hack about remembering to express your thanks.
Yes, the hack is to give praise to people doing a tough job, and it comes from Katie. She says, I was just listening to a podcast about how hard it is to work in call centers, especially right now with all of the supply chain issues, and it reminded me of an old practice of mine. Whenever I have to call customer service of any kind, I plan to stay on the line and give as positive a review as I can about the person who helps me on the call. Sometimes the person I'm talking to can help and sometimes they can't. Either way, I try to notice what they are doing well, kind, patient, respectful, etc. And at the end of the call, I ask to speak to their manager so I can give them a positive review. One time I did this when I was having issues setting up a new utilities account with the city of Houston. The situation was a mess and the person helped me for a very long time. At the end of the call, I asked if I could speak to her supervisor because I wanted the supervisor to know how helpful and professional she had been. The line was silent. When the woman finally spoke, I could tell she was holding back tears. She transferred me to her supervisor, and after I gave my review, again the line was silent. The supervisor was crying too. This habit has turned a lot of miserable phone calls into a source of joy for me and has hopefully brightened the days of some people who work in a pretty tough job.
Well, I think this is wonderful. I mean, it's a way to make somebody happier by showing your appreciation for them doing a great job. And it's also, it's a gratitude practice for ourselves. You know, people are happier when they remember to be grateful. And this reminds us to be thankful for people who are helping us when we need help.
Yes.
Oh, and Elizabeth, this reminds me of a story that I love, very much related to this, about an experience that a friend of mine had at Harrods department store. I will post a link in the show notes to this little happier. It's called I Love to See Virtue Rewarded. And when Eleanor was little, she loved this story so much, she would make me tell it to her over and over, like a bedtime story.
Aww.
So I'll post a link to that story about Harrods.
Great. So thank you, Katie, for that great hack.
And now for demerits and gold stars.
Yes, you are up this week, Gretchen, with a happiness demerit.
Okay, well, the irony of this demerit will escape no one, but I have barely started my shopping. I have purchased a few things. I have things on my list, but I have a long way to go. And the thing that is also a demerit is I have not been doing a good job of keeping a list of what I've already purchased. And so I keep thinking like, ooh, that book that Jamie said he wanted, did I get that already or do I need to get that? And so it's creating unnecessary work because I have to sort of retrace my steps. And so I feel like it's now is time. And by giving myself this demerit, I'm going to commit to really engaging. Elizabeth, you are leading the way here. I need to be inspired by your example.
Yes.
What's your gold star? Take us up.
Well, Gretchen, I want to give a gold star to the Fantasy Island writing staff. We have started working on season 2.
Yay.
And I really give everyone credit for just hitting the ground running. We just dove in and everyone has been so flexible with the fact that sometimes we're on Zoom, sometimes we're literally sitting in my backyard twice a week. And everybody has just been so positive and energetic and productive. I just really appreciate it.
But I want to give you a gold star because you're hosting twice a week. And this is not necessarily your favorite thing to do is to know that twice a week a bunch of people are going to be showing up. And it's just, it's what the moment requires. And you're doing it. So gold star to you.
Thank you. And you know what, Gretchen? I just decided I am not going to worry one iota about my house. If it's messy, if there are dishes out, I just don't worry about it. I tell people you can get whatever you want from the fridge. And I make sure we have towels in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You know what? It's not a bug. It's a feature. You're like, I'm treating you like a member of my own family.
That's
and
right.
It's just all hanging out. And so there it is.
Yep.
I love it. The resources for this week, again, on the subject of gifts. If you are thinking about giving one of my books as a gift and you want to have it personalized, because we do love personalization, or if you want to ask for a gift for yourself and you would like to have it personalized, you can request a personalized signed book plate. I will put a direct link in the show notes, or you can go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and click request a signed book plate. You are welcome to request as many as you like. I need your address because this is actually a physical thing that I will mail to you. You do it sooner rather than later because it takes me a while to like go through all the steps that it takes to get these in the mail. And I'm afraid I can do this for US and Canada only just because of the mailing demands.
And then, Gretchen, remind everybody where they can get your products.
Oh, yeah. HappierCast.com/shop. And the best deals are in November. So that's HappierCast.com/shop. Elizabeth, what are we reading?
I am listening to Devil in the White City by Eric Larson.
And I'm reading At Mrs. Lippincott's by Elizabeth Taylor. Not the actor Elizabeth Taylor, a different Elizabeth Taylor. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Consider the gifts from the Happier Gift Guide.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. That is how people discover our podcast.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Elizabeth, do the writers love coming over to see Nacho? I mean, how fun to have a puppy running around.
Yes, I do think it adds to working in my backyard that everyone gets to see a very cute puppy. It's a nice break.
And gold star for Nacho, because some dogs don't like a lot of strangers running around, and he sounds like he's a very chill dog.
For the most part, yes.
From the Onward Project.